Hello, welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. In this video, I'm going to be showing you how to create a subform and put that in a main form. So if you want to play along, follow the link below the video to the download section of the website. Access 2013 DB39. Open with Access 2013, obviously. Okay. Let's choose Mr. Conway. This is the only one we can choose, and tap in password. All right. Right, this is where we're at to so far. What I want to do today is create a data entry form for bookings, but there's actually not much information in the bookings table, just the date and the guest, which is absolutely fine. But what we're going to do is we're going to add a subform into that form that's going to list any related booking details, which are here. Okay, so let us create the main form. So create blank form, F4 format. F4 is to bring up the property sheet, and it's usual stuff. Auto center, yes, and record selectors, no. And I'm going to send to my access. Okay, all right, let us save it and call it form bookings data entry. Here we go, and let's go to format and make sure we're clicked on the form that I just do. Click on caption and call it bookings. Go to data, choose table bookings, add existing field, and drag the booking ID, booking date, and guest ID FK. Now change the label for booking date to just date, and let's change that to just ID, and change guest ID FK to, well, guest. Okay, I'm gonna have to do something we've done a couple of times before. We're gonna right click on the guest text box and change to comma box. Press F4, go to row source on the data tab and click in the three dots and choose table guests. There are add. We want guest ID here, and then in this column we're going to click builder guest, and we're going to say last name, don't worry about the spelling, and first name. That was last name ampersand quotation mark comma space quotation mark ampersand first name. And we're going to sort that sending, so when we run it we get a list of guests by last and first name. Save that and close that, and F4, yeah, sorry, property sheet, let's drop that back over there. And we want to go to format, column count 2, column width 0, comma 4. Okay, so that's the guest, oh, so that's the booking part. Now we need the actual interesting part, which is the data sheet. So we want query booking details extended. What have we got? Booking ID, check-in date, check-out date, etc., etc. Guest ID. So what we're going to do is we're going to click on query booking details extended. Control C, Control V. We're going to name it query booking details extended for, well, I'm not even going to call it extended actually, query booking details for booking, or by booking? By bookings. Okay, query booking details by bookings, open that one up, go to design view, and let's just get rid of table bookings. See what we've got. Okay, everything looks good so far. Get rid of the temp variables and press run. It's this EXPR, that means we've duplicated a field. Right, so let's get, yeah, we have the room IDs at the end. So I have two room IDs, so get rid of that. So run that. Okay, booking detail ID, booking ID, check-in date, check-out date. Room ID, notes, cost per night, duration, Total, okay, so we got quite a few fields there. Okay, serves a purpose. All right, so just click on query booking details by booking and go to create more forms and data sheet. Simple as that. So let's start by hiding the fields we don't want to see. We don't want to see booking ID. We don't want to see, we want to see room ID. Let's not see notes. We don't want to see cost per night or duration and total, because that's all here in this field where we've concatenated it. Okay, save it and call it form booking details by booking DS. And very quickly, we're not even going to do that. Yeah, we're going to go to design view. We're going to shorten the text box. We're going to click in room. And just like we did with the guest, we're going to right click, change it to a combo box, and get a property sheet. Go to data, click on the three dots in row source, and we want table rooms. Add, we want room ID, room number, sort ascending. Just run it, make sure, yeah, that's right. Save and close that. Go to format, column count 2, column width 0, comma 4. Go to data sheet view. Okay, so that's exactly what we want to see. That's fine. So save that and close that. Now what we're going to do is we're going to drag that onto this form here. So we go to form, booking details by booking DS, and just click it and drag it. And this always happens when you drag it on, it sort of fills up the entire screen. So just move over to the right, I hope you can see that. And I think you can. When you get the two arrows pointing in opposite directions, just click and, actually that's not what I want to do. You're going to let me do it? No, you're not. Okay, go to design view. This is another way you can do this. Widen it out to about what you want to see. Click in the subform and just widen that one out a little bit. In fact, I'm widening it out. Click on where it says booking date, arrange, insert right. We'll click on the subform, press control, click on the empty cell next to that, merge them, and then widen that one out. Okay, and go back to layout view. So we're seeing that. Okay, and go to the property sheet, go to data, and we need to make sure it says form booking details by booking DS here. If you can't see it, go through here and find it. And if you can't find it here, just click out anywhere and then look for it. Okay, and where it says link master fields, just click on the three dots. And it should automatically find booking ID and booking ID FK. Press OK. So now it's actually it's filtering, basically, where anything. Do you remember we've got the field in here which says booking ID FK? And that will need to match what's actually the booking ID. So that's it. We're almost done. Let us. Actually, let's just hide the booking ID for now. Might bring it back later. Save that and close that. And last but not least, we want to go to form bookings extended DS, booking ID, event, and on click macro builder. If not is null booking ID, then open form, form name form. Not sure which one we want. Form bookings data entry. Dialog. Where condition equals booking ID equals ampersand booking ID. And then we're going to add an else. Open form. Form bookings data entry. Dialog. And add. Okay, so I'll explain that one. And before I do explain that, we'll go to format and is hyperlink well, no, display as hyperlink always. Okay, and now if we go to, we're in datasheet view, just click on a number, for example number 8, and we get booking number 8, and if you click on where it says new, you'll have the opportunity to add a booking. Okay, so I've actually covered quite a lot of stuff today, and I'll race through that, so please feel free to re-watch the video. But yeah, we covered subforms, how to drop subforms in. Key point was the link master fields. That was how you actually tell Access that of what fields are being linked. Covered opening forms from data sheets as usual, also changing text boxes to combo boxes. So yeah, we covered quite a lot. Maybe too much for one video, but just watch it again and you'll be fine. So thanks for watching. See you in the next video.